The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Retha, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Radio Boomers Live. And
good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, Retha, another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Do you get tired of me saying that or what?
I get tired of you saying it, but I don't get tired of it happening.
yeah, because you don't want anybody to hear it. Retha would be putting keep out signs on all four corners of California, at least Southern California, right? No, this is
absolutely.
This is nice. No, you know what?
No
Retha,
more visitors.
I'm still getting over Eric's event at the Business Expo Center. I mean, the buzz is still on. It was so amazing, and the people had such a positive vibe about it. You know, it was so much fun. Did you enjoy being on the stage? And
I had a wonderful time introducing all of those wonderful people. It was a great event. I had a wonderful time dancing with the Soul Train gang.
Yeah, that was
it
fun.
Was wonderful.
They do bring a lot of spark, you know. And with that, I think we're going to go into our Hot Topic time.
Ripped from the headline, today's Hot Topic.
I've got a frog in my throat. Hopefully it's gone. My Hot Topic this morning is the Hot Topic from last night, actually. It was Jesus Christ Superstar. It was an interesting production of it. Jesus Christ Superstar is one of my favorite all-time musicals. And I have to say, I was a little disappointed in John Legend. He just wasn't the Jesus Christ I expected. And I really expected him to be good because he kind of has that ethereal thing going on with him. But it just wasn't happening. The charisma wasn't there for me last night with John Legend. But Brandon Victor Dixon, who played Judas, he was awesome. He stole the show. He absolutely stole the show. I enjoyed him so much. Sarah Bareilles was a good Mary Magdalene. Alice Cooper was a fair King Herod. But Brandon Victor Dixon as Judas was just spectacular. If you didn't see it last night, or even if you did, I'd say go back, watch the original movie from the 1970s. I think it was 1973. And it was, the original movie was just amazing. I mean, the music last night was also good. Don't get me wrong. John Legend can sing. The man can absolutely sing, as we say. and his singing was great, but go back and watch the original movie, Jesus Christ Superstar, with Ted Neely, Carl Anderson, Yvonne Elliman. It was, the movie was just wonderful, and it still stands up till today. NBC got the highest rating for their musical, live musicals on Jesus Christ Superstar, but I think it was the star power, and I think the star power kind of disappointed. But it, don't get me wrong, the music was great, the staging was great. If you want to compare the two, watch them both. That's my hot topic. How about you, Jim?
Very interesting, Reese. Teachers are marching ahead with their unions from Oakland all the way to Arizona. One teacher stated, "I'm making $1,980 a month. I can't afford my bills." Both of Oakland's teachers' unions are supporting the march. And Washington issued duties on China. You probably heard about that, aluminum and steel, to help balance the trade deficit. You know, it's been an imbalance for a long time. And China hits back with new tariffs on U.S. goods worth up to $3 billion. But China was okay for years on the status quo with a multi-billion dollar trade deficit. And then President Trump tried to balance the indifference, which, you know, it's $1 billion trade deficit. And basically now he's trying to make it a little bit more even. So we'll see what happens with that. It does affect the stock market. Trump criticizes Amazon. This is, you know, this is big stuff that's happening. And everybody knows what's going on when you go to the malls for the closures on all these stores across the country. Some of the largest names, the big retailers, you know, you've heard, I've listed them before, big stores. And people are buying online. So they're shopping online. So this is going to be interesting how it plays out. Bulldozing of the statues in California, that's an issue. It's a lot of people on both sides. A lot of the Native Americans are saying they want the statues down because of what happened, and a lot of people are saying, well, it's history. So Amazon, I'm very interested to see what happens with this, because there's also benefits. They're making sales. So we'll have to see what the store closures, what's going to happen with that. I'll report on that again next week, because this is going to affect the stock market. It's going to affect the baby boomers. A World War II vessel was actually raised from the bottom of the ocean. This is a big feat. I don't know how they do this. I guess they put air in there or something and raise it up, but old rusted vessel. President Trump criticizes Mexico and Democrats for a caravan of immigrants heading towards the border. He also blasted Justice Department and FBI for slow walking document procedures to Congress. The president also slams dishonest CNN and NBC over criticizing the station for fighting fake news. Notre Dame coach thanks Jesus on Easter Sunday for winning the national title. Amen. So that's the name of that tune. There's so much news, I can't go into everything. But, you know, Reed, this Amazon thing and this store closure thing is big business, you know?
Well, I have to admit that I use Amazon a lot, and I like it. I order all the stuff that's too heavy for me to carry in and out of the stores, like dog food. Dog food is heavy. It is when you're a baby boomer. It wasn't when I was 20, but it's heavy now. Yeah. So I order it. I'll get a whim for something in the middle of the night. And literally, for a few extra bucks, I can have it the next day, and I never even have to leave my house.
Well, you know, that's true. And I've learned that this stuff does not take weeks. You're talking about ordering it, and it's there the next day. And I used to pack stuff up and ship it to my family, and it would cost me as much for shipping as it did to buy some product. And you just have it sent to them from where they're at from the store. So, I mean, you know, there's benefits, but... Anyway, I think we're time for a commercial here. Let's see what's going on.
I don't think we're going to be doing any commercials. I think we have some technical difficulties, so we get to kind of roll for
a
while.
We will do the commercial. Okay, well, we got Easy Way, you know, the Easy Way movement with Easy Way Networks and the channel, the EasyWayTube.com, and everything that goes along with that. It's... it's just growing and growing, and the results you could see, Reef, like at the event. I mean, the proof's in the pudding, as we say.
Absolutely.
You're talking about all these networks and channels we're dealing with, you know, and the sponsors we have with Safe Solutions. You met them. The Safe crowd is beyond amazing. With, you know, it's an all-in-one. You can forget about everything. You just jump in the Safe. I don't want to sound like commercial. But that's what I was sitting there when I was listening to this. It's like everything is there. I mean, there's insurance. There's education. There's the list goes on and on with all the products they can get you in the family and the group with. And we have so many cool relationships. You know, like, I don't know if you've been down to the Inspired Images studio with Jim and Lauren down there, but I'm amazed by what they're doing with that post office. I mean, you know, they're taking an old post office and totally gutting it out, redoing it, and transforming it into the center hub for recording and studios and meeting and mixing and all that kind of stuff.
They've got green screen down there, which is awesome. Almost everything's done green screen now. It saves, I can't tell you how much money in just being able to shoot like you're anywhere in the world and you're just sitting in a room with a green screen.
Yeah. What do you think of that, the transformation of all this stuff with the green screens? You've tried that.
I have. It's amazing. It makes you have to really have to act. Because you're standing there and you're in some concrete soundproof building, but you're looking out over the mountains of Iraq or something. I mean, it's crazy. It's just crazy what you can do. And it's amazing. Are you there, Jim?
Oh, sorry. I hit the button again, a little baby boomer thing. Jim, keep your button off that little thing that says mute.
Because what happens is
the conversation transforms into, Jim, are you there? Hello, Jim. yeah, I'm here, Reese, but she doesn't hear me. But, you know, Reese, I check some of this out. Easyway TV, Voice America, Women's Broadcast Television Network, Actors Reporter, Extras, Soul Central Magazine, Fan TV. There was so much press at that situation and Eric's affiliates, and today it's a different world today, and he's resourcing all this to build something I don't think it's ever been built before. Talking about a powerful media platform with the Easy Way Network and all these programs. I mean, it used to be 2 tells 4 tells 6. Now with Eric, it's 2 tells 400 tells 6,000, and it just goes on and on. All over the world. Would you think the day would come when you could be talking to your neighbor and take a little video of their new car and send it to a friend of yours in Spain instantaneously? I mean, how does that work?
It's amazing. When I think of all the things that have developed in our lifetime, I think about my grandmother, and in her lifetime, it was like bread going from 2 cents a loaf to going to 50 cents a loaf. In our lifetime, it's gone from driving automobiles to going to the moon. I mean, exponentially things have changed. And the Easy Way is just another example of how things have changed over the years.
Oh, yeah. Well, like with the thing I was mentioning, Eric, his streams live on Facebook, and that goes through the Facebook like page, the Eric Zulli fans, then the show gets edited for television and airs on DirecTV, Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, Apple TV, Channel 60 and 6, local Los Angeles, and so much more, and 5 days a week. Then it gets posted on demand to Soul Central TV in the UK, Fan TV, Manny P-supported TV, Direct Network, Voice America TV, Actors Reporter. You know Actors Reporter with Pepper. She's amazing. Hollywood Weekly Magazine and Manila Up Magazine. And once the blog post goes out on www.easywaynetwork.com, this creates a reach of 500 million in 164 countries. Now, that's pretty impressive. And, you know, it doesn't come easy, but we say it the easy way, but what Eric Stone does is come easy. I mean, I don't want to make it sound like a commercial, but I've been sitting here watching what he's been doing and watching what he did building up to the event and everything. And I'm thinking, boy, this is reach. So Reith, if you want to run for president, we got a lot of media that can back you up and we get you help.
I have history, Jim. And when people tell me I should run for office, I tell them I have history. I don't want it dug up by anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, really at age 65, 70, do you really want to start doing all that stuff? It's not like you have private time, you know. I guess they just have a lot of energy, and a lot of these politicians, you know, they
they're driven. Understand being driven, but yeah, politics is more than a notion. I think they say Trump sleeps like 4 hours a night. I mean, I couldn't survive on that.
Yeah, you know, we were talking before, you know, about the green screens and how everything's changing. You're in the business. You've been in the business a long time. And, you know, you basically don't have to have, you remember Elizabeth Taylor and Cleopatra, all the extras and all the people, you know, thousands of people, and it took so much money. Now, like with Harry Potter, you don't actually need to build a castle. It's done with this computer technology, green screens and all that, and you can't really tell the real from the artificial. Can you tell the difference, like from a film showing the real thing in the background to what a lot of it is today? Or, you know, I can't tell any difference at all.
Well, the thing it's like, what does a real dragon look like? We've been conditioned by what we've been told a dragon looks like because we haven't seen dragons. And they can do computer-generated images, and you believe it's a dragon. It's unbelievable. Remember the old days of Godzilla when it looked like claymation? It was just awful. Now it's great.
I don't know. I don't know how they make it look so real. You know, these cartoons, like, do you remember the old-fashioned cartoons?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the little guy's running, and it's a, you know, it's a drawing and whatever, it's color. Now, you look at this stuff, and it looks like there's a real rabbit jumping over the fence.
Oh, I know.
Is there any left? Is this stuff still exist, or is it like Amazon closing down the stores? Do they still have cartoons, or is it all computer cartoons now?
There's a new movie out, and I can't think of the name, I'm so sorry, but it's claymation, which goes back to the old school where it's stop animation, where literally they shoot it and then they move a foot, they shoot it, they move another foot, they shoot it, they move a foot. It's just back to old school. I really look forward to seeing the movie. I'm sorry I can't think of the name offhand. But it stars Bill Murray, that part I do remember. And it's something about dogs. And I really look forward to seeing that because even though it's old school, it's still being done with new technology. So I know it's going to be different than the old claymation that we remember with Davy and Goliath, for example.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Well, you know, when I was with Janelle and Greg and the Safe people, and you've talked to them, they have they show me some of this technology that I just amazing. And Eric had me with a little deal. It's the lightsaber, and you put on the headphone thing, not headphone but the mask over your eyes, and you hold the lightsaber and you push the button. You don't see it naturally when you're standing there, but when you put the eyeglasses on, you can see yourself standing there with this lightsaber and somebody comes towards you and you're in a totally different room. It's like your living room is now transformed into something in Star Wars. And the guy comes up and you're actually sword fighting with these lightsabers. That's pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
And the other one I was going to mention, Reith, was this with the safe, this technology that they were showing me. It's a three-dimensional, like, camel that stands there, say, or whatever, and all right, you could see it, But now you could actually touch it and feel this three-dimensional. Well, they don't call it three-dimensional anymore, but it's a sensory thing that you can actually walk up and touch the three-dimensional image. And they're going to have this education where the kids actually walk into a schoolroom with Abraham Lincoln sitting there, and he could instruct them on how it went, what went on and everything. That, to me, seems to be moving into the category of when the Star Trek people would walk in that room, what was it called, and they would go back in time.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot what they call them. They'd say computer 16th century or something.
Right, and that's how they took vacations. I'd like to take those kind of vacations. It's easier than going through the airport nowadays. But, Jim, we're going to have to move on. Let's move on to Tech Time, even though we don't have Tech Time music.
My Tech Time this week is going to just
blend in with the Easter holiday that we've been celebrating. And it's called YouVersion Bible. It's a YouVersion Bible, which is really fantastic. It comes in all the different versions of the Bible, and you download it onto your phone, or you don't actually, well, it's an app for your phone, or you can actually go online and do YouVersion online. So you go to YouVersion.com, you figure out whether or not you want it on your phone and download the app, or if you just want to use it on your computer, or you want to use it on both, or on your tablet. And it has all types of Bible reading programs or different schedules that you can use to keep you on track for reading your Bible. A lot of people say, oh, the Bible's too difficult, I don't have time to read it. But they have programs where you just read a few pages a day. They have different, like you said, all the different versions you can have, American Standard, King James, whatever kind of version you'd like. And some are like daily devotional. So maybe you aren't even up to reading a whole chapter of the Bible a day. You can read just a devotional that's just one or two verses a day. We're talking about things moving up. I mean, this has come a long way from the Ten Commandments on tablets, right? This is the entire Bible in your hand all the time. So, in keeping with the Easter theme, go to your computer, go on your phone, and go to YouVersion, that's YouVersion.com. Download a Bible, and you can get started today on a reading plan to take you through the Bible in a year, a reading plan that's just going to give you uplifting verses every day. You pick the plan that you want to use. And Jim, tell us your Jim for the day.
Well, being cautious in business, doing your homework, we always say do your research, do your homework. I say sleep on it before you make a decision. But I'm going to start out with three quick tips for retirement. Article I found in the Street. As the stock market heads into the second quarter, in midday trending on the April 2nd, the market was struggling a little bit to gain footage as equities tumbled among concerns about what I was talking about, the China trade tariffs and the continued tech sector issues. If you follow any of that, this is big stuff that's going on. As investors head into the second quarter, it's time to think retirement. So here are three quick tips to help about retirement stocks if you're in that category or if you're interested in anything like that. Don't be scared. Scared money don't make no money, said the executive director. Be willing to take a risk. Take the long-term view. Short-term trades get whacked. You got to hold the stock for long-term. It's good enough for Warren. If it's good enough for Warren Buffett, okay, that's the point. Buffett has long been one of the greatest value investors of his time. Okay, so you make his picks for Berkshire. I mean, that's done all right. A solid pick for retirement fund with a few years to grow. His preferences are smart for long-term retirement investors, but Well, you know, I'm gonna move along here to some of the mistakes. I keep erring on the side of caution for a lot of you, because a lot of people talk about jumping in the business, but they don't really know. Like a lot of the big sports people and movie stars, they take their money, they go off into business, and they lose their money. And a high percentage of people, you know, they just don't make it because they just don't do their homework. You got to do your homework. Here are 10 mistakes you'll make when starting a business, according to QuickSport. All right, slow and steady doesn't win the race. If you move slowly, it'll take you longer to make the money. Don't, you know, also don't move too quickly. Emotions and business don't mix. It doesn't matter what you want. It matters what your customers want. There's nothing wrong with being in the trenches. Get down and dirty, get in there, find out what's going on. Money does not grow on trees. Be cautious with the spending. We talk about that in the shows. The best partner is a business partner. Stop thinking about tomorrow. Work on today. There's nothing wrong with asking for help. And all work and no play, you know what they say about that, will make you an adult person. Take time. Because there's a lot of research done, especially in Europe. They're talking about shorter work days, and they get more done. That's scientifically proven. You work shorter time, you're a happier person, you're a more rested person, and your work is more quality. And that's the name of that tune. You know, Reith, we tell people to in our shows in the past to be cautious and do their homework in retirement, investing, because you hear these horror stories about people in their 60s and 70s, and they take so much money invested into something that turns out to be a big loss, or you know, something that wasn't, it didn't have a good foundation, and one of these things you hear about on TV, you know, these schemes. You got to be careful, because you know, we can't keep making these mistakes when we get older.
You know, absolutely have to be careful. But you know what, Jim, we're going to go to Carmelita's corner now. We don't have Carmelita's music, but she has a wonderful guest today. Come on in, Carmelita, and do your corner.
I heard, Carmelita, you're on with us.
All right, I'm on. Well, yeah, I kind of missed that introduction of our music. That is our banner, but we'll have to just imagine it. And I just want to be very grateful today. Oh, there it is.
There we go.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. And now we're back in track here, and I just want to give a grand welcome to my guest this morning, our Congresswoman, former Congresswoman Diane E. Watson. Good morning.
Good morning, Carmelita, Jim, and Reith. Been enjoying listening to today's happenings. And I was telling someone else on the phone that isn't it interesting that Easter, Passover, and April Fools came together?
Isn't that
on
something?
On one day.
Yes.
And is there a message there?
Well,
so good,
you know,
morning, all of you. I was really pleased to be listening to your messages.
Yes. You know something, our priest commented yesterday about how February came together on the same day as Ash Wednesday. And I was sort of joking with the priest. I said, you're going to have me going to dinner with my husband with ashes on my forehead. And, you know, he kind of chuckled about it. But you know, isn't that amazing how it all came together? And as he was saying that yesterday was April Fool's Day, I hope there are not a lot of fools out there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, you know, you and I, we go back I am just so happy to have you in my life. I remember the first time I met you was on the foot of the stairs at Horace Mann Junior High School when Willie Williams, our principal at the time, introduced us, and there was just something special about you, that bright glow that you carry around with you wherever you go. And I think what really struck me was that beautiful wide smile. That's what got me, and I just knew I was in the presence of someone very, very special. And I just want to let you know how much I cherish our friendship over the years. It's been so long now. I can't even remember how far back it goes, but I know it goes back a ways.
I thank you for that because I think that we all here on Earth are on a mission.
Yes, we are.
Uh-huh. And if you noticed, people who have really made an impression in the past seem to leave in their 30s. And I think about Martin Luther King, left us in his 30s. Jesus Christ left us in the 30s. The Kennedys left us in their 30s. So they're symbols. You know, and I was listening to the program prior to your corner, Carmelita, and I'm so glad to hear people trying to relate to today. And I'm talking about 2018. And it was just interesting, all the things that have changed since I was a kid, listening to radio because we didn't have TV. And what has changed in my lifetime is something that will go down as the remarkable miracles of our time.
Yes, and there are many, and still many occurring today.
Yes.
And you mentioned about many of the greats leaving us early, and you mentioned one of them, Martin Luther King, who is my husband's second cousin. And I had no idea, you know, when I first married him that, you know, that he had that connection. His mother was Hazel King, and the aunt is the one who explained the relationship to me. Otherwise, I still wouldn't know because he never told me. He's a very reserved man and very modest. I'm the big mouth in the family.
And you sang out of that mouth. God gave you that gift of music. You know, and it comes out when you perform. And I remember you performing and doing it in an African language.
Yeah.
And one of the times, you know, that I was there at your show, and it was really interesting. And the way you moved around that stage and the way you made the sounds that came out of your mouth that people on the continent could relate to. And so that's one of the gifts. And
well,
you know,
yeah, I do believe that that gift came from our ancestors and by waves of West Africa, because I believe that it was a spiritually inspired chant. It's called Urun Ibiri, and it also means the same thing in English and Spanish, which is also part of my heritage from Mexico on that side of the family, and of course the European, which we all through. You and I, we had this conversation Saturday in Dr. Sherilyn Lee's office. By the way, I want everybody to know that our congresswoman is an honorary member of the Rose Breast Cancer Society, and so is Dr. Sherilyn Lee. And we were on a mission Saturday to promote our own personal health by getting that CRT 2000 examination. I already had mine, but I wanted to make sure that, you know, we were all together and being able to celebrate our birthdays, because Dr. Sherilyn Lee's birthday is also in the month of March. And so, and then it, by chance, you wound up taking us to Betty Turney's home to celebrate her birthday. So it all really is amazing how it came together, you know. So that's one reason why I don't make plans anymore.
I can relate to you when you talk about your mother and you talk about your own society that you have set up, and I'm proud to be part of it. Because my experience is spread across many different dimensions. I'll just leave it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rose Cancer Society, since I chaired the Health and Human Services Committee for 17 years when I was in the Senate in Sacramento, you know, all this is related.
Yes.
And as you and I talk, Carmelita, we relate through the experiences that we have. Out of your mouth comes the music of our ancestors. And, you know, the Rose Cancer Society.
Yes, it's the Rose Breast Cancer Society.
Breast Cancer Society.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And I'm so happy to have you as an honorary member of so many years. How many years have you been with us now? It's been a while.
It's been a while because I was 20 years in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was during that time that we came together. So it's been.
Yes.
Well, I was 10 years in Washington.
Yes. And, you know, your journey as a politician has been amazing. And a lot of people don't know your other background, too. You've also been a psychologist, and you were an elementary school teacher. And I can imagine your students really, really had a charmed treat having you as their teacher. Just some of the things that you shared with me when we were in Dr. Lee's location there in the marina about how you gave them their lessons was just really amazing. But many people don't know that you were a school teacher. And, you know, you and I both are teachers. That's one of the things that I have to thank my mom for, because on a secretary's salary, she put me through USC. And that's one of the reasons why I honor her memory right now, is because of the sacrifice that she made for me. And it's my passion. And it is a labor of love. We don't operate like most of the cancer organizations do, because it's spiritually inspired. And I just, you know, like the song says, and like my chant, my personal chant, the Oruni Biri, which means the ancestral chant, is basically saying, Mother, Father, God, here is your child. Lead me, guide me, show me the way. And that's basically how I operate.
Well, I pick it up every time I'm with you, and every time you open your mouth, it comes out. So we are on a mission, and I feel that very deeply when I'm around people like yourself. And I don't know the people who were on the line before you, but I heard a lot that I could relate to, and a lot that really deeps down into the spirit and comes out through your actions. And I always tell people who want to talk about the problem, I say, that's what I did when I was on the floor of Congress. I talked to the problem, but I talked also to what action are you going to take to improve and get rid of the problem and make it a benefit. You know, so
that's
let's
right.
talk about the solutions.
That's
to the
right. Because that's right. Because otherwise you're part of the problem. You know?
Exactly. Exactly. Now let's move forward, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we do to do the greatest good and the least amount of harm? And you
well,
know,
I've,
I tell
yes. Mm-hmm.
I tell people who I'm introduced to, and they say, my name is Mary. What is your name? My name is Mary. No, I want to know your name. Oh, Mary Green. Now we can talk. You see, I make people give me their name. So I'm about tracing ancestry. And I just want to tell you this, and I'll get back to your question. I taught school in France, and I went to a conference in Paris. And there might have been 1,200 people. I was the only black female there. my name is Watson. So I said, you know, let me find out who I am. I went to London, and they said Scotch-Irish. Now look at me. I'm fully black, and I think I mentioned this to you when we were together with Dr. Lee. I said, you know, I'm a black person. And that, so I went to Africa and found out that my genes were from the Central Republic of Africa. And so I start educating my colleagues in Washington as to the continent of Africa. And a lot of them resented it. And but I am a teacher, so I taught them who we are on this planet. So let me get back to you because I've got many stories. And,
we could go on all day.
And we could go on all day. But I want to stay relevant to what you want to hear from me. Okay?
Well, we want to talk about how we can benefit the cause. And like, you know, what I said, we are both teachers. And the way my organization works is through education. In fact, our mission statement is education for the prevention and intervention of breast cancer. And we are an arts-based organization, which also more or less sets us apart. In fact, we're getting ready to do a big venture right now. This is on the plans. We've already started with the alley art in the back of the Longwood retirement home. It's between Rimpaw and Highland. And I'm working along with one of our other honorary board members, our former senior senator, Pasquale Vettio, FRPS, which stands for the Fellowship of the British Royal Photographic Society. He's an expert photographer and taught photography and so on. He's another icon in our city here of angels. And so we're working in conjunction with the Artery USA on that. So I don't know if you saw our original brochure many years ago, but one of our plans is to involve community projects, and art is art therapy, and art is very, very instrumental in healing and maintaining art. Because, you know, a lot of people may not be aware, but ourselves, they're intelligent, and they can pick up on what we see and hear and think because they also have thoughts. And when we are happy, we keep ourselves happy. I know this may sound like a stretch, but, you know, to be surrounded with beauty and to do things that are altruistic for the community, when you're doing things that are generous, it also elevates your immune system. I mean, you can speak with Dr. Sherilyn Lee about that. I'm sure that she'll support me on what I'm talking about. But our thoughts are things, and what we think and how we believe it also does help maintain our health, our good health. So we have to be very careful to keep our thoughts positive. And
yes,
art
think positively,
is so much
and that's
part
what
of
I
that.
Was hearing
yes.
from you. And the cells capture that positive. And that's why I wanted to know who I was. And I want to think positive about what I was able to capture, because I know where I came from. All life came from the continent of Africa.
Yes, that's true.
You see,
we all share that DNA. Everybody shares that DNA.
And I tell
Eve.
Young gang members on the street, I will go in, I said, lift your head high, throw your shoulders back, because you are a descendant of a king, a queen, a prince, a princess. You are descendants of royalty. And just know this, that a father would never leave his village unprotected, would never leave his children uncared for. That is learned behavior when they took you off the continent and they enslaved you. They separated husbands from wives. They took the children and sold them to others. That's how they made their money. But you are a descendant of the original human on this earth, because little Lucy was found on the continent of Africa.
That's true, and many people may not be aware of that, but we all share her DNA, no matter what group you're from. We're all in it together. We are all linked together, so we might as well accept the fact that we are all brothers and sisters. Yes,
we're
and by the way, I want to share with our listening audience, I was also privileged to be on the voyage to Africa with our congresswoman, my husband and I, and we went to Kenya, Africa. We went to Dubai. We had our headquarters in Cairo, Egypt, and it was such a memorable experience. I'm just very, very glad I was able to be on that voyage with you, and I thank you for inviting us to be a part of that.
Always, Carmelita.
Well,
you know, we have been on the same track together many, many decades, all right?
Yes.
And you inspire me when you open your mouth.
Oh, well, my God. That's really a grand compliment coming from you. I mean, you inspire so many people. You really, really do.
I just want to say to the listening audience, go and see for yourself an experience. And just really quickly, I have to educate. I was on international affairs in Congress, and I would hear my colleagues talk about, oh, we were in Africa. You throw your mic up when you want to speak. And so I would say to my colleagues, it is unclear to me, dear colleagues, that you understand that Africa is a continent with 54 nation states, 179,000 tribes speaking 119 different languages, and very few speak Swahili. So where were you on the continent? And they get really upset with me. And I then tell them that the continent of Africa has every natural resource this globe that we're on will need in perpetuity. And that's the message I bring to the listeners today. We're all one.
We are one.
Believe,
now that's very important.
We're all one.
Yes, and our friend Dame Muni Aroni, she's really, really promoting that around the world. God bless what she's doing, and such a lovely person, and
God,
I feel blessed
her
to have her.
Yes. To do that.
Yes, and I feel so blessed also to have her in our hemisphere. And so on that note, we're going to get on our high horse, Congresswoman, and we are going to ride off now until we meet again. And thank you so much for joining us on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network and joining Jim Zuli and Aretha Gray and our producer, Eric Zuli. My hat is off to you. And thanks again for coming on board.
And thank you for having me.
Bye for now.
Wasn't that wonderful? Hello? Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Now.
Carmelita's Corner is always wonderful. Diane Watson is just a wonderful, wonderful woman. I always enjoy hearing her speak.
These are world travelers. Do you travel? Overseas? Do you go to Europe? How many? You know, like that often, Reese? I mean, I know you travel.
I don't go often. I've been to Europe. I've been to Asia. I've been to Africa. I've been to the Bahamas. I would love to go back to Africa. I loved Africa. I'd love to go back so many places, but the world is in so much turmoil now.
Yeah, you got to be
I'm not sure
now,
where I'm going to go.
When you travel, do you have to get the shots, right? Don't you have to get shots when you
Well, it depends. A lot of them are lifetime shots, like the yellow fever. I don't think I have to get again. You get your tetanus shot every 10 years. A lot of these countries, a lot of the diseases have been eradicated. So you don't have to get as many shots as when I first went to Southeast Asia. It seemed like I got a million shots. Now there, a lot of them are combined, and a lot of the diseases aren't as deadly. But, yeah.
And you find that checking out travel about a month before, you actually get better deals, right? If you're booking about a month before, is that how it works?
Well, it depends. I don't think you want to wait until a month before you plan a European trip. I think you need to give it a little more time
more
because
time.
You want to make sure that you get the hotels you want, you get the tours you want. And it depends on the type of year that you're going, you know?
Yeah.
Going to the summery places in the winter, it's hard to book them. If you go to the summery places during the summer, it's a lot hotter maybe, but it's, a little
that's
bit cheaper and fewer people are there. So
That's a definite. We talk about on the show is do a little homework where you're going to make sure there's not some weather issue or something. That kind of ruins your vacation.
Absolutely. I was in Africa in African winter. And it was still 90-plus degrees, and people were walking around in down jackets. I couldn't believe it. But because they're used to weather of 115, when it dropped down to 80, they were freezing.
I was listening to a radio interview. A celebrity was saying that they left, I think it was California, and went to Wisconsin, and it was a 75 degree to a 5 below 0 drop. You don't notice it when the plane lands. You don't notice it when you get off into the terminal. But when you leave the terminal to the parking lot, that's when it really hits you. And wow, even though I was from Chicago, that 60 degree drop is a lot, and takes a little getting used to. But I still, I figured if you got to struggle through life, you might as well do it somewhere where the weather is a constant 75 degrees, you know. Why not? You know?
Well, I was talking to a millennial yesterday, and she's here from someplace, New York, actually, from New York City, and she was saying how much she missed the seasons. And I told her, I don't know what seasons are. I was born and raised in Los Angeles. I don't believe in white Christmases. I'm used to green Christmases.
Well, yeah, that's just it. I mean, we enjoyed it. You know, I grew up with the winters. You got used to it. But I had brought Eric one time. We used to go skiing. Well, not that much. We'd go up to Big Bear, go skiing, and it was, at the end of the season, it was fairly warm. You could go actually, just a shirt. But then I took him one time in regular winter time, and I think he wanted to stay in the car. It was too cold. But speaking of Eric, I sent him a couple of texts to see if I can get him on because there's so much buzz going on about the show and everything. Okay, so I got him. I think I got him. Reese, you can tell by the intro, which you've probably heard before. Eric's intro. Eric,
hey, Dad, hey, Rita, hey.
We're just chatting about traveling and so on and so forth, and we're talking about the, we're still getting a buzz on the show and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, the buzz is incredible, and I want to say hi to our former congressman, Congresswoman Diane Watson. She's a friend of mine as well, and
she's amazing.
I have an interesting story. When I first met her, I don't know if she remembers this, but I whispered something into her ear, and she held my hand. She held my wrist when everybody was around her and, like, crowding her and wanting to talk to her. She held my wrist, and I was outside the crowd, but I couldn't leave. She was holding my wrist because she wanted to talk to me because I told her something about faith or something. I can't remember what it was, but, and I've seen her numerous times, and we've been involved with her with the Multicultural Motion Picture Association. We've been big supporters of hers. We love what she's doing, and Dad, Carmelita's rocking it, Carmelita's Corner.
Carmelita's rocking it.
I'll just give you guys an update.
Because there's so much buzz. Reese and I, we talk about this stuff, and the event was just amazing. And I know you get tired of hearing it, but this was actually, it was live there. People were really excited. I like that. I like the feedback. And you're still getting it a week later.
I mean, we've gotten a lot of business off of it, and people are really wanting to do it the easy way, and the Empire is great. We have our own social network, which is people are hitting, and they're starting to talk on it. They're starting to engage, which is great, easywayaccess.com. But really, this TV deal is pretty spectacular. And at the event, I had my partner come up and speak. She's a co-chairman of iLaunch Global, Evander Holyfield's family's TV network. And we're looking for more shows and films and different things, but we legitimately have a reach of 500 million in 164 countries now. And we're going to do April 21st. We're doing the KMRZ, which is the station, the KMRZ soft launch. And my company will be directing the carpet. We're a partner on it. I'll be speaking. I'll be hosting on the stage. And we have about 12 different shows that we've signed, TV shows. And we'll be bringing on Radio Boomers Live as one of the shows as well. So we've been doing radio for a long time. We've been doing podcasts for a long time. We've been doing IPTV for a long time. Now we're doing television, Channel 30, Channel 6, DirecTV. And OTT is the new thing now. So that's Roku and Amazon Fire. And so we're in the midst right now of our own channel. So we'll be launching our own channel here. It might even be announcing it at the event. And I'll be speaking at the World Speakers Summit. This weekend,
on the sixth
through the eighth. Okay. I don't know exactly which day, but you'll see the flyer. And the World Speakers Summit, I mean, you're talking about, like, they do the presentations for Les Brown and the founder of ClickFunnels, and I mean, they're a pretty big organization. They're one of the biggest stages. And so in Newport Beach, I'll be speaking.
Yeah.
That's in my neck of the woods. So I'll be speaking there, and we'll bring a media station out. We'll be doing exclusive interviews, and we might be signing Speaking Empire to do a show as well, which is really exciting. So, you know, I the database has been growing for a very long time, for 20 years, and all these amazing influencers want to be on board EasyWay Cares, which is our program to empower nonprofits.
Yep.
And we were able to raise thousands of dollars for American Cancer Society, so I was really excited about that. They really are excited about working with us even more. And if you go to acseasywaycares.org, you'll see that we're kind of partners with them on their text-to-donation platform now. And we've been able to raise them some good money even after the event. The event raised thousands of dollars, but now people are still donating afterwards. So text ACS to 91999. And if you want to get involved with EasyWay, just text EasyWay, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, to the number 21777. And EasyWayNetwork.com is where you get all the news.
That's right. And, you know, the people on stage, the speakers, people were really riveted to listening to the different speakers you had, and it was you know, and then the soul trained dancers, they always get attention.
Well, we have all the content too. So Carmelita's national anthem, and I mean, we had a packed crowd, we had a packed house. Everybody stood up and put their hand on their hearts, and you know, we have the magician, Magic Castle magician, and the Soul Train dancers, and not only the Soul Train dancers, but the crowd, our EasyWay family dancing with the Soul Train dancers. That's what was cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not every day you see business people getting up and getting their groove on stage with Soul Train, you know. And
Janelle was up there from Safe, she was interesting. I mean, and Pepper, boy, I'll tell you, this was some interesting stuff, and. I've been to events with speakers, but people were really riveted at what they were saying because it was right on, a lot of experience there.
Yeah, so we had Dave Van Oos on stage, and we had Tanya Brown, Nicole Brown Simpson's sister. She was just on there.
And Dave and Tanya.
No, I mean, she
that's
spoke.
That's real
and,
stuff.
Yeah, big event. And then I've had like 30-something people come to me and ask me when's the next event I'm producing. They all want to speak. I mean, people are offering money to speak on our stage, which is good. That's what we do charge to be on.
Did you tell
our
them,
stage and advertising.
Did you tell them next year?
Well, next year we're working on the award show. The award show. We're going to work on the EasyWay Awards, and we're collaborating with some of the biggest people. Like, one of my good friends is actually the director of the Golden Globes, or the former director of the Golden Globes. And so he's a good friend of mine, Chris Donovan. He presented me my first award with the MMPA. And just a lot of associations.
Kate Linder got her award. That was cool.
Yeah, we honored Kate Linder from the Young and the Restless, and she has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and she's done so much with charity. It's beyond amazing. And so that was a blessing to give her the fifth annual EasyWay Achievement Award. And so, we got a lot of exciting things. You guys just got to keep following
the
movement.
A lot of stuff.
easywaynetwork.com, and you'll see all the advertisements for all the stuff we're doing on there. And
we may be moving to a bigger room.
Well, we're definitely, I mean, the next event we do, we're planning on 2,500 people. It's going to be a much bigger kind of convention showcase, award show slash performance with bigger names. Yeah.
That'll definitely be a bigger one. Yeah.
But Rita did an amazing job with the raffles and the hosting, and people, you know, are raving about Rita, the Rita raving. And
thank you.
I was bummed though, Rita. I wanted to see you twerk on stage with Soul Train. I was waiting, and I did not get to see you get on stage with Soul Train and do your twerking thing.
Well, I wanted everyone that was there to have the opportunity to dance with the Soul Train dancers. But believe me, I was getting my groove on the side.
Well, the good news is we're behind the scenes talking to them about some great stuff. I'm friends with a lot of them. And so you'll see more and more happening with all these amazing influencers that we deal with. And they'll be doing it the easy way in many different directions. So just keep following the movement and you'll see what happens. Go to Easy Way Fam on Facebook. Join the group. If you want to be a part of the movement for free, just kind of like, you know, play with us and hang. And then we also have a membership, which is the business portion of what we do. And we have a magazine. We had 153,000 readers on our last issue, so we're going to be putting
our membership is growing. Yeah, the membership is getting exciting.
Yeah.
And,
well, I'm going to go ahead and take off, guys.
EasyWayAccess.com.
EasyWayAccess.com. I love you, Dad. You're doing awesome. I can't wait to put your guys' show on the on TV and you know.
Well, Reed and I are going to go on a worldwide tour someday.
I think that when Rita jumps out of the plane and she's skydiving and things like that, you're going to be afraid and you probably won't follow her.
Well, she's going to send me all the footage and I can review it.
No, I don't know. I don't know if I can keep up with Jim. That's really the question.
I don't know. But it's all interesting. And the thing is, with the green screen, I can go all over the place just from my room.
Oh, that's another thing. Before I go, I have a show, guys, and this show is incredible. It is a live stream show on Facebook. It's every Saturday from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and we have the biggest movers and shakers on the show. So it gives you a chance to digitally shake their hand and meet them and learn from them. The show live on Facebook,
yeah,
and then it gets to editing. And then from editing,
it gets
put into the TV portion of things, and it becomes a TV show. So it airs 5 times a week on DirecTV and many other platforms, Roku and all that stuff. And we're doing some really big things. And so I'm kind of becoming the Egg McMahon of this iLaunch thing, this CTV and My Holyfield. So I'll be showcasing and telling you guys about all the shows on the network, and it's really exciting. So if anybody wants to be on my show, just go to easywaynetwork@gmail.com or call us at 877-399-2929.
That was kind of surprising that you mentioned Ed McMahon from Johnny Carson.
Well, that's Denise. The iLaunch team was like, you're turning into the Ed McMahon for the network, so I just kind of repeated it.
Yeah. No, it's you know, the green screen part is really amazing. In back of you, I don't know how they do the desk in front of you. That's pretty cool too.
Yeah, check out our last show. We just finally did a good in sync show where the green screen was really high end, and you know, we had a lot of our sponsors in the background, and that's another thing too. If you want to sponsor on the show, if you want to get your logo seen, if you want to get placement, we are offering advertisement on our website, on our TV show, on our radio platform, on our blogging, social media, and we're getting results. We're getting a lot of results. You'll see all the testimonials and all that stuff.
I'm definitely getting results. Yeah.
I'm gonna take off. I love it. Radio Boomers Live.
Okay.
Dad, Rita,
thanks
go ahead and take it away. Thanks so much.
I was going to say, and our time is way up.
It has been a wonderful
show between Congresswoman Diane Watson and Eric Dooley. It's
Carmelita
been a great
just,
show.
We got to get together, Reese. We all got to get together and do a little Catalina trip someday or something, kind of unplug, you know. That'd be fun.
True.
We'll do a little show from the Catalina boat. But anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in. Keep the faith, keep healthy, keep moving. Until
next
week,
Radio Boomers
Live.
Monday morning.
Monday morning. So long, guys.
Bye-bye.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.